This is VOA News. I'm Anderson Melton.
Pharmaceutical company Pfizer says late-stage testing on its potential COVID-19 vaccine indicates it is more than 90% effective, exceeding expectations and bringing a rare piece of positive news to the fight against the coronavirus. Pfizer made the announcement on Monday. Pfizer said its research showed the vaccine to be more than 90% effective in preventing the virus in participants without evidence of prior infection. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the top infectious disease expert in the United States, said during a Monday press briefing that the results are, quote, just extraordinary. He said not many people expected it would be as high as that. Fauci had previously said he was looking for a vaccine with 70% to 75% efficacy and that even 50% was acceptable. Pfizer's chief executive cautioned that while this is a critical first step, these results alone will not allow the company to apply for emergency authorization from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. He said more data on safety is needed. U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar said Monday it would take several weeks for U.S. regulators to receive and independently review Pfizer's data before the government could potentially approve it. From his Twitter account, U.S. President Donald Trump noted the reported 90% efficiency, calling it, in all caps, such great news, and added that the stock market was, quote, up big as a result. President-elect Joe Biden praised the development in a statement on Monday. He warned, however, that the end of the battle against COVID-19 is still, in his words, months away. You can keep up on this story and all the other ones we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump Monday announced via Twitter that he has fired Defense Secretary Mark Esper. The tweet from the president reads, "Mark Esper has been terminated. I would like to thank him for his service." Esper had been expected to serve through the transition period between now and President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration in late January 2021. Christopher Miller, the director of the National Counterterrorism Center, will serve as acting Secretary of Defense. According to Mr. Trump's tweets, it will happen immediately. Trump and Esper's relationship reportedly has been tense since a rift in June, days after the president threatened to deploy active duty forces to quell protests against police violence and racial injustice. Esper publicly declared his opposition to any such move. The United States has surpassed 10 million COVID-19 cases, according to data compiled by the Johns Hopkins University, as the country deals with a surge in infections worse than at any other point in the global pandemic. President-elect Joe Biden met Monday with a coronavirus task force as he looks ahead to steps his administration will take to battle the pandemic when he takes office in January. Following the meeting, he urged Americans to wear a mask to help fight the spread of coronavirus. He said, please do it, quote, no matter who you voted for. Biden also hailed an announcement by Pfizer about the 90% efficacy rate of its trial vaccine. But the president-elect also noted that Americans still face what he called a dark winter. During the past week, the United States has added an average of more than 100,000 new cases per day, double its daily infections from a month ago. About 900 people are dying each day. COVID-19 infections have also spiked in other parts of the world, including in Europe, where some governments have instituted lockdown measures to try to slow the spread of the virus. Globally, the number of confirmed cases is more than 50 million, with 1.2 million deaths. 33 million people have recovered from the virus. And German Chancellor Angela Merkel on Monday congratulated the new U.S. president-elect and his running mate on their projected election victory and said the U.S. and its European partners must stand together to deal with the challenges of our time. At a news conference in Berlin, Merkel said Biden has decades of experience in both domestic and foreign policy and knows Germany and Europe well. She said she had fond memories of good encounters with the former vice president and that she looks forward to meeting Vice President-elect Harris. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.